Well, boys, now let's see if the phonograph works. The horn's all set. Get that, will you, Myron?
Thomas Edison?
No, he's a lot older than me, actually. Who shall I say is,
Tell him General?
It's some general, Mr. Edison.
Oh? Show him in. Now, I'll be with you in a minute, General. We're about to test the phonograph.
I see. What's a phonograph?
It's a thing to entertain dogs. There it is, right there. See that big horn? All right, Myron.
Yes, sir?
Call the dog.
Okay. Victor! Here, boy! Come on, Victor! Come here, Victor!
All right, boy. Yeah, there he is. Sit right down in front of the horn. Good boy. Look at him cock his head. Should have got Matthew Brady in here to take a picture of that. All right, Myron. Is it wound up?
Yes, sir.
All right. Slip the cylinder on and put the needle down. Here it comes, Victor. Here it is.
Mary had a little lamb. Its fleece was white as snow.
The guy was lying in a ball of grass. The beautiful night was
up. Come back, Victor.
Yeah, let him go. Well, that settles that. Dogs don't want to listen to it. So much for the record business.
Well, while I was down in New York, I wanted to get Nancy something for a wedding present. Every time I go anywhere, I bring Nancy something as a peace offering. At least that's what the neighbors call it. So I got her all the good music there was in the world, yes, sir. I bought her a Victor Vic Crowley. Well, I wish you could have seen Nancy when I brought it home. We shot it up in the second room. We would have shot it in the parlor, only Nancy said all the neighbors would be coming in to hear it, and she wasn't going to have them cracking mud all over her new ingrain carpet. Gosh, we couldn't hardly wait till supper was over to set it to playing, and I don't think either one of us ate very much. I was anxious to get it to go, and I helped Nancy wash the dishes. I asked Nancy if I hadn't better call in the neighbors, but she said no. Just started to playing, and human nature will do the rest. I put on turkey in the straw, and it hadn't more than got to going right good when Jim Lawson come in. He said he'd come over to see what I thought about the coming election, and then he asked me what other tunes it would play. Well, in less than no time, all Pumpkin Center was at our house. I think Deacon Witherspoon would have danced a jig if I hadn't put on Sweet Hour of Prayer. It played some grand opera music that Hank Weaver said was just as good as a trip to Europe. It played Silver Threads Among the Gold, and it had the women folks pretty nice crying. It sounded so sad and pretty, I come darn near blubbering right out. We shot it up with a telephone and played jazz music, and Hickory Corners got the telephone gal to connect them with our house, and they had a dance. Well, sir, there was one record what told about our town of Pumpkin Center. It told about Jim Lawson and me and Nancy, Deacon Witherspoon, Cy Pettengill, and Hank Weaver, Rube Hendricks, Lige Willis, and about everyone in Pumpkin Center. First one would laugh and then the other. It all depended who the joke was on. Cindy Lawson got madder than a wet hen when it told about her. She said whoever did the talking on that record was hard put for something to do. Gosh, I never laughed more in my life at one time. Then it played a band tune, and it was so natural. You could just see the soldiers marching, and you could hear the cannon shooting and the bugles blowing, and then it finished with a Star-Spangled Banner. We all tried to sing it, and I'll be darned if any of us noted all the way through. Jim Lawson got as far as the dawn's early light, and he sung that 8 times. Hank Weaver said he guessed Jim noted it was daylight by that time. Nancy says I got the Vic Crowley for her, but she ain't had a chance to play it yet.
Thank you. Tamika Killers of all of the fellows. She looked so pretty, they kept crowding around. He said with envy, I'll turn them all green. He went and bought her a Victor machine. With that Victrola home, they never have to roam. But she gets her all alone. Then they thought the Victrola, the little Victrola, and up comes the rug from the floor. At no more parties are they to be found. He likes to have her where no one's around. That's why he bought the Victrola, the little Victrola. They never go out anymore. And after dancing, she's all out of breath. He loves to take her and hug her to death. Then they start the Victrola, the little Victrola, and go dancing around the floor. Sometimes he doesn't roll home until three. She sits there waiting as mad as can be. Then grabs his collar and starts him to holler. Guess you're forgetting that you're no longer free. She says, now dearie, you're wasting your life. Cut out that innocent look in your eyes. Just like a silly goose, he hasn't one excuse. Then they both say, what's the use? Then they start the Victrola, the little Victrola, and up comes the rug from the floor. At no more parties are they to be found. He likes to have her where no one's around. That's why he bought the Victrola, the little Victrola. They never go out anymore. And after dancing, she's all out of breath. He loves to take her and hug her to death. Then they start the Victrola, the little Victrola, and go dancing around the floor.
Winchester shot the gramophone, and much to our dismay, the blessed place caught fire one night, and as it blazed away, we rushed down in our nighties, and I got a dreadful shock. The records, they were melting, and I couldn't save a stock. Left, right, all alike, the records, they were burning. You made me love you such like glue, down the back went Ichiku. My wife slipped right on Jeremiah, and down went Bane on the fight of fame when the gramophone shop caught fire. When I slipped on the melting wreck with pain, I gave a roar. For Charlie Brown was mixed with Bonnie Mary on the floor. The merry widow from a shelf with Kelly made a glide. And from the Count of Flanagan with Gaby did a slide. Left, right, all alight, the records they were burning. The midnight choo-choo quite a wreck was in the shadows round my neck. My wife stood smoking like a briar with our mischiefs on a poor old rip when the gramophone shop caught fire. I do love you, my orange girl, and Mandy on the mesh. They ran down my pajamas as I tried to save the cash. But take me to that swanny shore, was blazing in the till. Where can't you hear the steamer steam away with steamboat Bill? Left, right, all alike, the records they were burning. And love me and the world is mine, dropped on me nose for all lang syne. My wife now wants a rubber tire. The cowboy Joe dropped on a big toe when the gramophone shop caught fire. There's blisters on my tummy from a song called Bombardier. And kissing cap ran down my top and finished in my ear. And now the missus on a car has got the barber's ball. The wedding march, the tango, and the dead march out of stall. Left, right, all alight, the records they were burning. If I could only make you care, with Snooky you can burn my hair. My wife stood in a night attire and down her spine with a lonesome pine when the gramophone shop brought fire.
Go ahead.
You are now listening to a single groove auditory perspective record
which has been made at the Bell Telephone Laboratories in the large soundproof booth on the 10th floor. I am now talking into the microphone, which will actuate the vertical side of the recorder. Mr. Patterson is in the room with me now, and he is standing some 8 feet from me, talking, and he will shortly talk into another microphone. Will you say a few words, Mr. Patterson?
Yes, that's correct. I'm about 8 feet to the right of Keller, and I'm speaking into a microphone, which I understand is hooked up to the lateral side of the system.
Yes, that's right. Now, I think it might be interesting if we interchange our positions, so I will slowly walk over to the other microphone, and when I get there, I'll attempt to talk in about the same tone of voice that I used in talking into the other microphone, and we can then get some idea if there are any quality differences between the two sides of the channel. I think that would be interesting, don't you, Mr. Patterson?
Yes. Now, do you want me to do the same thing, that is, walk to the left?
Yes, I think that would be a very good idea.
All right. I'm now leaving the lateral side of the system, and I'm walking to my left, that is, the audience's right, and I'm now back over in a position directly in front of the vertical microphone.
Yes, we've just interchanged our positions now. I'm in front of the lateral microphone, and Mr. Patterson is now in front of the vertical microphone. This happens to be another rather warm day, so that if this we don't sound exactly like professional actors, you'll have to pardon us.
I think the whole thing is very amateurish myself.
Yes, I feel that way about it, too. In fact, I should think the record would be about finished by now.
It
I'm
should
rather
be.
Hoping.
It should be.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Are we going to do it again, do we? Should be two records.
Little gramophone, I'd wind it round and round, and with a sharpish needle it made a cheerful sound. And when they amplified it, it was much louder then, and you sharpened fiber needles to make it soft again. Today for reproduction, I'm as eager as can be. Count me among the faithful fans of high fidelity. High fidelity, hi-fi's the thing for me. With an LP disc and an FM set and a quarter reflex cabinet, high frequency range, complete with auto change. All the highest notes, neither sharp nor flat, the ear can't hear as high as that. Still, I ought to please any passing bat with my Who made this circuit up for you anyway? You bought it in a shop? Ooh, what a terrible job. You've got your negative feedback coupled in with your push-pull input-output. Take that across through your redhead pickup to your tweeter. If you're modding more than 8, you're going to get wow on your top. You try to bring that down through your rumble filter to your woofer. What'll you get? Flutter on your bottom. High fidelity, FFRR for me. I've an opera here that you shan't escape, on miles and miles of recording tape. High decibel gain is easy to obtain. With a tone control at a single touch, I can make Caruso sound like Hutch. Then I never did care for music much. It's the high fidelity.
Excuse me.
Yeah?
I wonder if you could help me, please. I want to buy a gramophone.
A what?
A gramophone.
Gramophone.
A gramophone.
I don't think we've got any gramophones here, Grandad.
What's that?
That's a three-hour automatic cut direct drive turntable, unless I'm very much mistaken.
What's the difference between that and a gramophone?
About 30 years at a plastic cupboard, are you, Chief?
Well, I'd like one of these, please.
You sure?
Yes, please.
All right. This is going to be good. Right, well, as you can see, it's got all the speed. It's got 33 and 45.
Yes, what do I do with my old 78s?
What do you say?
Nothing.
Now, you said what about my old 78s, didn't you?
No, I didn't, honestly, no.
All right. So, you got your deck.
Right.
Do you want a Dolby with it?
Yes, please.
You only get Dolbys with tape recorders, Chief, all right? Do you want an amp?
No, I won't.
You won't hear anything, Grandad, without an amp, I'm afraid.
Oh, so, of course, yes, I want an amp.
You want an amp?
Yes,
thanks. All right, what sort of output are you looking for?
What sort have you got?
No clues.
About medium?
How many watts exactly?
Oh, I should think about three. No, 2,000.
500. 30. So you know all about it now, don't you? 30. You want a 30 watt amp?
A 30 watt amp.
Do you want speakers?
Yes.
Do you want rumble filters?
Yes.
Do you want a bag on your head?
Yes.
There we are, on your head. Sorry, you got your deck, you got your amp, you got your rumble filters, and of course, you have your bag on your head. Now, do you want woofers and tweeters?
No, I don't want stupid things like woofers.
Well, you got them when you want them or not, Grandad. They're in your speakers. You'll be telling us you don't want slimline salad dressing.
Yes, I do want slimline salad dressing. Darling, I'm afraid I didn't have a lot of joy with the gramophone.
That's all right, dear. I didn't have much luck with the records either.
I go by a hi-fi the other day. I came at home. I put it on a Needle Falls just in front of the record to rub it up against it. It's like a sniper machine gun got you in the back. Bring it back to the store, screams the wife. So I came it back to the store. The guy says, what's the matter? I tell him the Needle Falls just in front of the record. He says, I don't believe it. He takes out a record, puts it on, and Needle Falls right on the edge of the record. Where's it falling just in front of the record? He says, show me where it falls just in front of the record. I apologize. I came at home. I take out a record. I put it on. The Needle Falls just in front of the record. Bring it back. Back to the store, screams the wife. I told you, bring it back to the store. But it worked in the store. Bring it back to the store. I cab it back to the store. The same guy sees me coming. I hear him going, uh-oh, to a little fella with glasses. Before he can duck behind a life-size side of a boy with a guitar, I grab him. He says, what's the matter now? I says, I put it on and the Needle Falls just in front of the record. He says, give it to me. He puts on the record. The Needle Falls right on the edge of the record. And out comes the Sugar Plum Fairies, just as beautiful as if it was conducted by Shirley Temple herself. He says, there's nothing wrong with this machine. I says, all right, give me a new one. He says, there may be something wrong with it. Where do you play it? I tell him, on the kitchen table. Maybe your table's slopey. He says, I says, slopey? He says, yeah, maybe one side of the table's higher than the other. Go buy a saw. I cab at home, I buy a saw. I start on the two legs on the right side of the table and saw them down about a quarter of an inch. The wife comes in suddenly. Before I could explain, she swats me just on the inside of the mouth with a beautiful roast. I tell her the guy said the table's slopey. Now at least it's straight. To prove it, I take out the record player. I put on the record money. You know, the needle don't fall just in front of the Sugar Plum record anymore. It falls right in the middle of the record, splitting a fairy in half. The wife comes at me with a Swedish bread knife, but I throw a flying tackle at her, tie up her legs and arms, and shove her in the bathtub. I go get the saw. I start sawing off the legs on the other side of the table to even her out, but the wife's muffled shrieks annoy me. And I went too far, because when I take out the record player and I put on the record, the needle falls just in front of the record. And the noise sounded like lightning just struck Oak Ridge. I take out the saw and start on the legs on the other side of the table, about half an inch. I take out the record player, I put on the record, it falls in the middle of the record. I take out the saw, I operate. I take out the record player, I take out the record, the needle falls just in front of the record. I take out the saw, I start on the legs on the other side of the table, the saw breaks, I cab it to the hardware store, I cab it back, I take off half an inch. I take out the record player, I put on the record, it falls in the middle of the record. I take out the saw, I operate. I take out the record player, I take out the record, the needle falls just in front of the record. The wife manages to climb out of the tub. She comes at me with an old console radio and lets me have it. I came into the hospital. Today in my house, we have one damaged old console radio, a man with a shattered mechanism in his head, a record player where the needle falls just in front of the record, and the shortest kitchen table in America.
Wavy gravy there to burn your brain. The champs swinging and singing on that old night train. Matt Daddy Giggle on the Thursday scene, and the clock indicates. just 9:13. Listen close now, I hope you do, because I want to brag just a bit about the Rendezvous. 300 Prospect Avenue. They got the pop and the bop and the rhythm and the blue and the monorail records and the stereo, too. They're all racked up. They're waiting for you. 300 Prospect Avenue. Listen to Daddy. Take his advice. Get my Creature Feature records each week. Half price. 50 cents. That's what they cost at the Rendezvous. Now, don't get lost. Remember, our Creature Feature this week on WHK is Rockin' Chuck Berry's Back in the USA. That's waiting for you tomorrow at the VOO when you say, Daddy told me about the deal on WHK.
My sweetheart, you're gorgeous, you're gorgeous, you're gorgeous, you're gorgeous, you're gorgeous, you're gorgeous tonight. That's a song I heard on the phonograph. The needle caught on the broken half and kept playing and saying, my sweetheart, I kiss you, 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 I kiss you tonight. All at once I started to think of you, the things I wanted to say and do, and we're dancing, romancing. The broken record played on and then the broken record started again. My sweetheart, I love you, 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 I do. Oh, the tune sounds silly, I will agree. The words are dandy, but not to me. For there's no doubt it's the way I feel about you.
Says I lost you. Chair, a mattress, a fork, another to spare, and that dusty old pile of records on my floor. I got Willie Waylon and Woody Guthrie, Jimmy Buffett, Lyle Lovett, and Bobby Gentry, Jerry Jeff, Bob Dylan, Donnie Fritz, and Death and the Doors, Patsy Cline, John Prine, and more. I got Jackson Brown, Towns, Van Zandt, Zeppelin, Leonard Skinner, Harry Chapin, Guy Clark, Van Halen, got Aretha, Chris, Keith Sykes, and Country Joe, and his singing with the fish, you know. I got Emmy Lou, you two, and Arlo, James Taylor, Rogers, Hank Williams, Mojo Nixon, Hendrix, Haggard, and a whole lot more. In that dusty old pile of vinyl records I got sitting on my floor. One time in San Francisco, I was standing in an airport line. One bag I had all my clothes, the other was all the old records of mine. The lady said I could only bring one bag. I had two, oh, what a drag. I had to jump on the plane and I'll leave all my clothes behind. But I got a Willie Waylon and a Woody Guthrie, Jimmy Buffett, I love it, and a Bobby Gentry, Jerry Jeff, Bob Dylan, Donnie Fritz, Dead in the Doors, Patsy Cline, John Prine, and more. I got Jackson Brown, Towns, Van Zandt, Zeppelin, Leonard Skinner, Harry Chapin, Guy Clark, Van Halen, Rita, Chris, Keith Sykes, and Country Joe. And he was singing with the fish, you know. I got Emmy Lou, you two, and Arlo, James Taylor, Jimmy Rogers, Hank Williams, and Mojo Nixon, Hendrix, Haggard, and a whole lot more. I got all the Booker T's, Tom T. Halls, Bobby Bear, Belafonte, and the New York Dolls, Billy Joe, Jimmy Croce, Kiss Crosby, Stills, and Nash, John June, and the Roseanne Cash. I got Forbert, Fromhole, Stevie Ray, some of y'all might have guessed already, I got piles and piles and piles of Tom Petty. In that dusty old pile of vinyl records I got sitting on my floor.
New from K-Tel Records, 22 explosive hits, 22 original stars, gallery.
Oh, it's so nice to be with you.
The great Sammy Davis Jr.
Ooh, the Candyman can.
Olivia Newton-John.
If not for you.
Hamilton, Joe, Frank, and Reynolds.
Don't pull your love out on me.
Derek and the Dominoes' big hit, Layla. Osmonds, Detroit Emeralds, Millie Jackson, Flash, April Wine, Charlite's, Pop Tops, Fortune.
Here comes that rainy day feeling again.
Joe Simon.
He's got power in your kiss.
Lobo.
Possible man.
Hot Butters, Popcorn. And many more. Get K-Tel's 22 explosive hits now. 22 original stars and one great stereo LP. Only $3.99.
I wrote the prettiest song in the world about this boy that loved this girl. They fell in love and all that stuff, but somehow that just wasn't enough. 'Cause when I took it to RCA, they listened a minute and then I heard them say, "That'll never sell records. Mighty pretty though, but that serious stuff, it ain't selling this year. Write it over and then let us hear. And them happy endings just gotta go." Back to the drawing board I went, find more trouble them kids get in. They decided to run off somewhere and wed. Their parents wanted them to wait instead. But they eloped, found a justice of peace. They were saying "I do" and then walked the police. They was underage, so they told a lie. The preacher, he had a grabber and died. Kids were taken back home to stay, and I took my song back to RCA. That'll never sell records. Mighty pretty though, but that serious stuff, it ain't selling this year. Write it over and then let us hear. And them happy endings just gotta go. I was beginning to wonder if I could write a hit. Thought I'd try once more before I quit. This boy and girl, they met in a bar. Had a few drinks and then stole a car. Didn't like each other. They sure weren't in love, but they sure weren't married when they sobered up. So they got a divorce on the way back when the car stopped dead on the railroad tracks. It was freezing cold and he held her tighter. Burned her arm on the cigarette lighter. Temperature dropped to 40 below. Train is coming with the final blow. Looked like the end of a perfect day. So I took my song back to RCA. Now that'll sell records. 4 million or so. See, that serious stuff ain't selling this year. This true love junk's what they wanna hear. And them happy endings just gotta go. Moving awful slow. Just ain't cutting it this year. That hearts and flowers stuff. Somebody don't get it.
We were all down at Margie's bar, telling stories if we had one. Someone fired the old jukebox up. The song, it sure was a sad one. Teardrop rolled down Bubba's nose from the pain the song was inflicting. And all at once he jumped to his feet, just like somebody kicked him. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Now, Bubba ain't never been accused of being mentally stable, so we did not draw an easy breath till he laid that Colt on the table. He hung his head till the cops showed up. He dragged him right out of Margie. They told him, don't you play dumb with us, son. You know damn well what the charge is. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Said it played a sad song. It made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Well, he shot the jukebox last night. When the sheriff arrived with his bathrobe on, the confrontation was a tense one. He shook his head and said, Bubba, boy, you was always a dense one. A reckless discharge of a gun, that's what the officers are claiming. Bubba hollered out, reckless hell, I hit just where I was aiming. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Well, he shot the jukebox, stopped with a one shot. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Well, he could not tell right from wrong through the teardrops in his eyes. Beyond the shadow of a doubt, it was a justifiable homicide. Bubba shot the jukebox, stopped with a one shot. Bubba shot the jukebox last night.
Well, good evening, my friends. Welcome once again to the Bit Slap with your host tonight. Pinch hitting for KBC is me. And tonight we bring you the record show, part two. Part one was a long time ago. I don't remember when, but it was a long time ago. And so tonight we got all new stuff. I checked everything, and I don't think there's any repeats. But, you know, I'm crazy. I don't know nothing. Started off with ripping it out of the headlines, so to speak. Bet you didn't know that Edison invented the phonograph for dogs. It's true. Uncle Josh buys a Victrola was Laughing Cal Stewart from 1919. And who remembers when they used to call them Victrolas? You're lying. You'd be dead by now if that was true. That was a long time ago. They start the Victrola was Billy Murray from 1914 when the gramophone shop caught fire was Harry Champion. Big presence on the stage in 1914 and beyond. The very first stereo recording, I believe that was Bell Labs in New Jersey, but I can't be 100% sure. They didn't say. But that was June 1st of 1934. And they were embarrassed, you could tell. I like to hear that stuff. The song of reproduction was Flanders and Swan from 57. The Hi-Fi Shop was Not the 9 O'Clock News, which featured people like Rowan Atkinson, Angus Dayton, people like that. Eddie Lawrence, Sir Eddie Lawrence to you, and that was the Hi-Fi Blues. The Rendezvous Records commercial was from Mad Daddy, from WHK. Was that in Cleveland? I'm not sure. Gary Lucas and his Fleischery, featuring the vocal stylist Sarah Stiles. That was the Broken Record, covering May Castell many, many, many years ago. Gene Thomas playing those old records. The Rock and Roll Record Girl was Robbie Poe on the White Rock label. Vinyl Records was Todd Snyder from 2002. KTEL commercial, remember them? If you do, you don't want to admit it, so we'll just move on. That'll Never Sell Records was Don Bowman. As it turned out, KTEL sold a lot of records. And then we heard from Mark Chestnut, Bubba Shot the Jukebox. Yeah, we're dealing with records, but also record-playing implements. And guess what? I have more. So hold on, because here they come.
Thank you. What?
Come here.
I'm doing the crossword puzzle.
Come here.
Here we are sitting here, playing a bin of drinking gin. Now
what?
The night have begun.
Have you been playing my records?
Baby, ain't we having
yeah,
fun?
Yeah, so?
So didn't I tell you the procedure?
Yeah, you told me all about it, Trevi. They have to be in alphabetical order.
And what else?
But when the night is done,
they have to be filed alphabetically and according to year as well, okay?
And what else?
What else?
I don't know.
You don't know? Well, let me give you a hint, okay? I found my James Brown record filed under the J's instead of the B's. I don't know who taught you to alphabetize. But to top it off, he's in the rock and roll section. Instead of the R&B section. How can you do that?
It's too complicated, Shrevi. See, every time I pull out a record, there's this whole procedure I have to go through. I just want to hear the music, that's all.
Is it too complicated to just keep my records in the category, okay? Just put the rock and roll in with the rock and roll. Put the R&B in with the R&B. I mean, you're not going to put Charlie Parker in with the rock and roll, would you? Would you?
I don't know. Who is Charlie Parker?
Jazz! Jazz! He was the greatest jazz saxophone player that ever lived!
What are you getting so crazy about? It's just music. It's not that big a deal.
It is. Don't you understand? This is important to me.
Shrevi, why do you yell at me? You know, I never hear you yell at any of your friends.
Look. Pick a record, okay?
What?
Just pick any record. Any record. Okay. What's the hit side?
Good golly, Miss Molly.
Okay. Now ask me what's on the flip side.
Why?
Just ask me what's on the flip side, okay?
What is on the flip side?
Hey, 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 hey. 1958 Specialty Records. See, you don't ask me things like that, do you? No, you never ask me what's on the flip side.
No, because I don't give a shit. Shrevi, who cares about what's on the flip side of a record?
I do! Every one of my records means something. The label, the producer, the year it was made. Who was copying whose styles, who was expanding on that. Don't you understand? When I listen to my records, they take me back to certain points in my life, okay? Just don't touch my records. Ever.
They went and got the record in the chart. Someone in a newspaper said it was hot. Disco Casanova sat it heavy on the breath. The local teeny bopper man was playing it to death. Shake and pop. Shake and pop. Shake and pop. Telephones are ringing, the boys are getting hot. They're jetting out to Rio and some other sunny spots. Some senoritas say the singers sound terrific. Their personal appearances are stopping the traffic. Shake and pop. Shake and pop. Shake and pop. Shake and pop. Hey, now this goes, it's a rock and roll romance. CBS are gonna be a great big advance. Hey, you let it come on, take a chance. Aristas say they love you, but the kids can't dance to it. They got another record, it never was a hit. And someone in the newspaper said it was shit. The drummer is a bookie, the singer is a whore. The bass player selling clothes he never would have worn. Shake and pop. Shake and pop. Shake and pop. Shake and pop. Shake and pop.
to say they love me, but the kids can't dance to it. They cut another record, it never was a hit. And someone in a newspaper said it was shit. The drummer is a bookie, the singer is a whore. The bass player selling clothes, he never would have won. Shake and pop. 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 Shake and pop.
It's number one.
It's number one.
On your local radio.
On your local radio.
In the Hall of Fame, I'll be named for my contribution.
It's solid gold.
It's solid gold.
I'm overcome with joy.
And he's overcome with God.
And now I've topped the charts. Bless your hearts. I'm an institution.
I tip my hat to you.
I'm making solid girl.
Solid girl.
Solid girl. Oh my. Solid, solid girl. Lovely, solid girl. Solid girl. Four tumbles of solid, solid gold. Give me more MC. More gold. Solid gold. I'll do anything for gold.
Gentlemen and lady, the new Ayushi XL20 stereo system. This is the model that we want to see up on the shelves where it belongs this Christmas. All right. Now, that's all that Derek and I have to say.
Thank God for that, I hear you say.
Okay. Any questions? No. Right, sales areas.
There is one, Alan.
What is it,
Jerry?
Jerry?
Well, what do all the buttons do?
What do all the buttons do?
Yeah, what do all the buttons on the machine do?
Well, obviously they're for working the system. Now, sales areas.
Yeah, but specifically, Alan, I mean, what does the graphic equalizer actually do?
Right, okay. Right, well, the graphic equalizer is,
It's here.
Now, and the main function of the graphic equalizer is simply,
What?
What does it do? Oh, well, the graphic equal. Well, I mean, obviously, it equalises your graphics. absolutely. You see, in the event of your graphics falling behind at any time, this will enable them to catch up and become equal.
Yeah. Obviously, it's not going to put them in the lead.
Right. Now, sales areas.
What about the function buttons, Alan? LW, MW and all that?
Well, it's quite very simple, isn't it? LW, obviously, long wave. MW, medium wave. FM, AM. AM's obviously for listening to the radio in the morning. FM, Derek.
Alan. FM, that obviously, that should be PM. That's for listening in the afternoon. I think a little bit's got scratched off there, you know, just off my
head. It was coming out of the warehouse, must have...
That tape, right, that is tape, OK, and phono, that's phono, and CD aux.
CD aux.
Yeah, well, that is obviously, that's auxiliary CD, isn't it? That's a sort of backup CD in case your main CD breaks down. Right, now, sales.
Alan, what about Dolby B and Dolby C?
What about bloody Dolby B and Dolby... Well, obviously Dolby B and Dolby C have replaced the rather outmoded Dolby A.
Which was,
too old.
Oh, yeah, too old.
Yeah. And, of course, obviously, you see your Dolby B here, your Dolby B, that B for button. And a C is... for cutting.
No, that's all right, because that's Dolby B, right? Dolby C. Yeah. That obviously, that's because they come off to Dolby A, you see? Isn't that right? A, B, C?
A, B, C, that's right. Yeah. That's right.
But what is a Dolby?
Well, obviously, going to complex sort of technical detail sort of outline of what it is at the moment would take too long. Basically, it's a very sophisticated system which allows you to listen to your cassette with the little green light on or off according to taste. Now, sales areas.
Excuse me, what's the point of the dubbing button, Derek?
That's the point of it, that little thing that sticks out there.
What does the Mick Vol button do then?
The Mick Vol button doesn't do bugger all. Mick Vol was the bloke who invented the machine. Good old Mick. Right, where have you had it? Now, sales area.
Sorry, Derek. I'm sorry. I still don't understand why we need so many buttons.
You don't need so many buttons. I don't need so many buttons. The machine doesn't need so many buttons. The customer doesn't need so many bloody buttons. But if we don't have buttons on stereos, we don't sell them, do we?
Right.
Sales areas.
Earphones, bass on the left side, singing on the right side. La 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 la. If you think that's earmuffs I've got on, it's a pair of poison old leopard skin phones. Initials in diamonds, a family crest on the side of the switch that controls the left side, the right side, the bass and the drums and the sound of la 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 la. Play much too softly, turn up the volume. Listen to the drums beating rhythm sound. Now I think I'll bring in the singing. La 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 la
know before I go what the sound is really like on a good stereo.
Yeah, I'll give them 20,000 decibels of bass on the left channel, drums on the right channel, the singing and the instruments somewhere in the middle going.
The tone arm as the infrared sensing device searches for your next selection. Track number one. Join you there.
Congratulations on being the owner of the finest turntable in the world. But like any other sophisticated instrument, your turntable has a few basic requirements. For example, to assemble the unit, remove from the box, pull off the end foam, remove the audio boards, connect them to the magnetic phono input on the amplifier. Easy and fun. Remove the white plastic stylus cover and unlock the black tone arm lock. Carefully, now store the 45 RPM adapter in the rear. Place the dust cover on the unit and adjust the hinges. Place the weight on the tone arm and connect the green ground wire to the amplifier. Also, remember, As the tone arm scans the record, the press cue button, the tone arm will step down and play the record at that spot. As you learn more about your record player, you will find that its computerized ability and flexibility give you tremendous versatility in the selection and playing of your favorite records. You are now ready to play state-of-the-art electronic turntable technology.
What's happening? A sale at New England Music City and cheap trails?
Far up.
Who is on sale? The Rolling Stones? The Moody Blues? 10 years after? Hey, I could dig it. Hilda, how much bread do I need? $2.69 each? Out of sight. My.
Hello, I'm Yashmengi.
And I'm Stan Shmengi. Doesn't this old car bring back memories?
Sure, best friend, for memories of the past.
And now the past is brought back just for you on one sensational album, The Happy Wonders Looking Back.
It's on Shmengi record. It's 2-record set, and here we are. Looking back.
Looking back, like the title.
And on the other side here.
And on the back, there we are looking the other way.
The other way.
Now you hear such favorites as... Dance, Old Man Dance.
Mm-hmm. And remember, Just a Shmengi Waltz.
Oh, yes. And how about this old favorite, There's Rhythm in My Lederhosen.
Who could forget it?
Oh.
What about Mama Cooked Me Cabbage Roll?
Oh, I love that song so much. And of course, The Wonders Polka.
Our favorite.
Now, you can't buy this record in any store.
That's for sure. Now, think of it. You'll get this once-in-a-lifetime record deal on television-only offer, so act fast.
Your very own Happy Wonders album, so send for yours today.
Records all over the place.
Don't you just hear them?
From the front to the living room, they're in my face.
Don't you just hear them?
a Connie Francis and a U.S. Bond. From 11 to 12, always hear Dion. Jerry Butler, Jackie Wilson, Johnny Tillerson, and U.S. Bond.
On that long.
Well, I can't walk my dog for doing a twist. Well, I pull it around the living room, it goes like this. I was tossing and turning, trying to get a little sleep. Well, the postman rang my bell about 2:45. He said, a big bad joint. I said, yeah, that's me. I got an order of records and that's for you.
So many records.
Well, I keep walking my dog for doing a twist. Well, I'm pulling around my living room, it goes like this. Turning, trying to get a little sleep. Well, the postman rang my bell about 2:45. He said, a big bad joint. I said, yeah, that's me. I got an order of records here, that's for you.
So many records.
Records, records.
Yeah, records spinning round and round.
Records, records.
Yeah, spinning, spinning, spinning.
Listen for a moment to a demonstration of pitch-perfect sound.
The following bands of this record explain these adjustments. In order to hear your record exactly as it was recorded, accurate turntable speed is essential. If the speed of your unit is too fast or too slow, here's what you should check. Let's say you have a 33 RPM record. Observe the strobe bars on the rim area of the platter behind the prism. Notice the rotation of the bars, second from the bottom. Now, turn the pitch knob for the corresponding speed in the same direction in which the bars appear to be moving until the bars appear to stop. This will adjust your speed properly. For 45 speed, follow the same procedure, but observe the strobe bars on the bottom row. Rough handling while being shipped or the irregularity of some records might necessitate slight readjustments.
Makes you want to listen.
That's right, it certainly does make you want to listen. It's the biggest of sounds, the kind of a sound that makes a record a hit. That's The Shake by the Mark IV on the Cosmic label, recorded at America's fastest rising recording studio, Sheldon Recording Studios in Chicago. Sheldon's complete recording facilities have produced such other outstanding sides as Sweet Little 16 by Chuck Berry on Chess, Ballad of a Teenage Queen by Johnny Cash on Sun, and Silhouettes by The Rays on Cameo. They have the sound, and they win the sales. Here's another example of Sheldon's top-notch recording.
Take 10, here we go.
Sometimes I will, then again I think I won't. Sometimes I will, then again I think I won't. Sometimes I do, then again I think I don't.
That's the well-known Chuck Berry and his Chess recording of Reelin' and Rockin', another bestseller recorded at Sheldon. Sheldon's complete modern facilities can service you from that first drum beat to the finished product. The Sheldon staff knows what it takes to create that product. Sheldon studio facilities are unequaled, from the largest pair of matched echo chambers in the United States to quality mastering and pressing. You can rely on Sheldon for all aspects of record production. Or you can send your tapes, whatever their quality, to Sheldon for the best in mastering. Using the newest and finest equalizers, compressors, and echo chambers in the hands of competent engineers familiar with hit sounds and how to get them. Now, you've heard two examples of Sheldon's fine work in the pop field. If you're interested in jazz, you'll be interested in knowing that Sheldon has played host to a variety of jazz dates, too. Sonny Stitt, Max Roach, and Clark Terry are a few of the jazzmen who have recorded at Sheldon. And Sheldon can satisfy a vast array of other needs, too. Motion picture soundtracks, air checks, all types of stereophonic recording, commercial recordings. These are some of the ways Sheldon meets the needs of the sound recording industry. Complete equipment, all of it brand new, and the kind of service you'd like to get all the time. These are yours at Sheldon. It's sound business to have Sheldon produce your sound. Drop Sheldon a line today for a profitable tomorrow.
My label always loves to hear some pretty chords on this record. blues.
Okay, we're back and we're going to sail on out of here in a few moments, but first, I have words for you. If you're a record fan, you sympathize with the startup thing from, came from the movie Diner. And that was, of course, the thing about Don't Touch My Records. And believe it or not, that was Daniel Stern and Eileen Barkin. Daniel Stern and Eileen Barkin as husband and wife. That's acting, folks. Anyway, we heard Nick Lowe, Shake and Pop. That was the original version of something we also heard. We'll get to that in a second. Solid Gold was Keith Moon from an album called Two Sides of the Moon. He sang a lot of very romantic songs and almost convinced us, but we knew. The Ayushi Stereo demo bit was Smith & Jones, British TV comedy. Leopard Skin Phones with Spanky and Our Gang. Remember them? Yeah. Like to Get to Know You and stuff like that. Yeah. Pumping Up Your Stereo with Supergrass. I never heard of that before. It's kind of a jumpy tune, so why not? You know, it related to stereo, right? We're dealing with implements too, right? The Turntable Technology bit was the thing about the turntable is Michael Hunter, who comes back to us later on, or does he? Let's see, who is... yeah, he does, but we'll get to that. I'm ahead of myself here. The Asylum Street Spankers from 2009, my favorite record. That was my favorite record of the evening, so it's all downhill from here. We heard a thing from Eugene Candy and Gene Levy, the Schmengi record thing. I know you want to get that before it's sold out, but good luck. I don't know. Records from the Four Sportsmen on the Sunnybrook label. And then Michael Hunter again with a turntable Speed Check. Okay, we heard from the Sheldon Recording Studios. We took a little tour of that to see what's going on. That was Jim Lounsbury leading the way. That was not for sale, by the way. There was no number on that record, and I am reminded to not talk about it, so I won't. We heard something called The Record Shop from a guy named Pablo, and then Nick Lowe. I love my label, and I love my label enough to have three more for you right now, and I'm just going to bring them on and say goodnight.
I've got a sad, sad story to tell about a man you know so well. He spins the records every day, even his nightmares swing and sway.
He used to sleep deep sleep long ago, but playing records bothers him so.
With all the music he has to dig, it's no wonder he snapped his wig.
Up at 7, don't be late, on the air at 8:30.
Put a platter on the plate, the blues of the record man.
First he sighs and then he yells about those products that he sells.
Every hour he hears bells,
the blues of the record man.
When he's used to Sammy Kay, Charlie Spivak starts to play.
Then the Duke goes on a spree and plays some modern rhapsody.
Tommy Dorsey plays a while. Don't forget the Miller style.
Everybody does his bit
to make another record hit.
Just to add to all his strife, here's a tune you play for life.
Written by the sponsor's wife,
the Nightmare.
Thank you.
I die. Lord, I want to go to heaven, but I don't want to go tonight. Well, my boots up with sand, put a stiff drink in my hand. Rock me up beside the jukebox if I die. Oh, rock me up beside the jukebox.
I want to thank everybody for helping me get this far. All the fans and all the girls and all the boys and the parents and the people who don't understand, the people who think they know, and my orchestra, Lush. Exciting and majestic as the music soars through the studio. You see, the record you're hearing is brand new. We are doing things that no one has ever dared do before in England, Germany, Iceland, Jupiter, and Atlantis. Therefore, you must get behind this movement. Forget about banning the bomb. Forget about crying to your mom. Forget about doing things that are evil and not so much fun. All you have to do is look again on the record label when this record is through and write a letter to me, and I'll thank you, and I'll thank you. The pop world is getting kind of draggish. People are getting kind of bad. No one's making you blow your minds anymore. And I know you're feeling sad. I may not sing like some personalities, but we've got something different to say. So just listen very closely, and I'll thank you in many ways. We tried so hard to make a nice record. That everyone's gone. It's dark here right now, and we're just about to go get gone. Thank you very much, and please let me hear more of you. Just write your letters, keep buying these records. Thank you.